Carpet stains can be a nuisance, especially in busy households. Whether from spilled drinks, pet accidents, or dirt tracked in from outside, carpets are often the first thing to show signs of wear and tear. Fortunately for those residing in Lake Hills, there is a wide variety of carpet stain removers available to help keep your carpets looking like new. In this article, we will discuss the different types of stains and their removal methods, homemade carpet stain remover solutions, professional carpet cleaning services in Lake Hills, and tips for preventing future stains. Learn how to keep your carpets looking as good as new with these helpful hints. Identifying different carpet stains and their removal methods. Carpet stains can be an eyesore and difficult to remove. Even with regular cleaning, some tough stains are still able to linger on your carpet and upholstery. Knowing the source of a stain is the first step towards removing it successfully. Identifying different types of carpet stains and understanding their removal methods can help you keep your carpets looking as good as new. Pet stain. Blot the pet stain with a clean towel, then mix 1/4 teaspoon of mild dishwashing detergent with 1 cup of warm water. Use a sponge or cloth to gently scrub the solution into the carpet, then blot it dry. Grease and oil. Sprinkle cornstarch or baking soda on the stain. Let sit for 30 minutes, then vacuum up. If any residue remains, apply a mixture of 1/4 teaspoon of mild detergent and 1 cup of warm water to the area and blot dry. Coffee. Start by blotting as much liquid as possible with a clean towel or paper towel. Then mix 1 tablespoon of white vinegar with 2 cups of warm water and use a clean cloth to gently scrub the stain. Blot dry. Red wine. Start by blotting up as much liquid as possible with a clean towel or paper towel. Then mix 1 tablespoon of white vinegar with 2 cups of warm water and apply it directly to the stained area using a cloth or sponge. Blot dry. Ink. Apply rubbing alcohol or hairspray directly to the stain and scrub with a clean cloth. Rinse the area with warm water and blot dry. Repeat until the stain is gone. Blood. Mix 1 tablespoon of ammonia in 2 cups of warm water, then apply it to the stained area using a cloth or sponge. Blot dry. If any residue remains, use hydrogen peroxide and let sit for 30 minutes before rinsing with warm water and blotting dry. Mud. Vacuum up as much of the mud as possible, then mix 1 tablespoon of liquid dishwashing detergent with 1 cup of warm water. Apply the solution to the stained area using a cloth or sponge and blot dry. Repeat until the stain is gone. Vomit. Start by cleaning up as much liquid as possible with a paper towel, then use a mixture of 1 tablespoon of enzymatic cleaner with 2 cups of warm water to scrub the stain. Blot dry and repeat if needed. Chewing gum. Use an ice cube to harden the gum, then use a dull knife to scrape off as much as possible. To remove any residue, mix 1/4 cup of white vinegar with 2 cups of warm water and apply it directly to the stained area. Blot dry. Chocolate. Mix warm water and mild detergent to create a soapy solution, then apply it directly to the stained area with a cloth or sponge. Use an old toothbrush to gently scrub the stain, then blot dry with a clean towel. Repeat if necessary. These are just some of the most common carpet stains, and there are many more. It's important to act quickly when dealing with a carpet stain and follow the instructions provided above to avoid permanent damage. Effective homemade carpet stain remover recipes. When it comes to carpet stains, the best way to keep your carpets looking like new is to prevent them in the first place. However, accidents do happen and sometimes a stain can't be avoided. In these cases, you may find yourself needing an effective homemade carpet stain remover recipe. There are plenty of DIY solutions that can help you tackle tough carpet stains without the need for harsh chemicals. Vinegar and baking soda. Mix 1/4 cup of white vinegar with 1 tablespoon of baking soda, then apply it to the stain with a sponge or cloth. Let it sit for 15 minutes before blotting dry. Dish soap and hydrogen peroxide. Mix 1 teaspoon of liquid dish soap with 2 cups of hydrogen peroxide and apply directly to the stain. Let sit for 30 minutes before rinsing with warm water and blotting dry. Lemon juice and salt. Make a paste using equal parts lemon juice and salt, then apply it to the stained area. Let it sit for an hour before scrubbing it with a clean cloth and blotting it dry. Ammonia and rubbing alcohol. Mix 1 tablespoon of ammonia with 2 cups of warm water, then apply the solution to the stain using a sponge or cloth. Blot dry and repeat if needed. Baking soda and white vinegar. Mix equal parts baking soda and white vinegar to form a paste, then apply directly to the stain. Let it sit for 30 minutes before blotting it dry with a clean towel. Laundry detergent and water. Mix 1 tablespoon of laundry detergent with 2 cups of warm water, then apply it to the stained area using a cloth or sponge. Blot dry and repeat if needed. Rubbing alcohol and salt. Mix a tablespoon of rubbing alcohol with 1 teaspoon of salt, then apply the solution to the stain with a cloth or sponge. Let it sit for 15 minutes before blotting dry. Repeat if necessary. Baby wipes and dish soap. Apply baby wipes directly to the stain, then mix 1 teaspoon of liquid dish soap with 2 cups of warm water and scrub the area. Blot dry and repeat if needed. Dish soap and white vinegar. Mix a quarter cup of white vinegar with 1 teaspoon of liquid dish soap, then apply it to the stained area using a cloth or sponge. Let it sit for 15 minutes before blotting dry. Baking soda and vinegar. Make a paste using 2 parts baking soda and 1 part white vinegar, then apply directly to the stain. Let it sit for 30 minutes before blotting it dry with a clean towel. Repeat if needed. Shaving cream and hydrogen peroxide. Apply the shaving cream directly to the stain, then mix 1 teaspoon of hydrogen peroxide with 2 cups of warm water and scrub the area. Blot dry and repeat if needed. Club soda. Pour club soda directly onto the stain and blot dry with a clean towel. Repeat if necessary until the stain is gone. Lemon juice and hot water. Mix a quarter cup of lemon juice with 2 cups of hot water and apply it to the stained area using a sponge or cloth. Let it sit for 15 minutes before blotting dry. Repeat if necessary. Cornstarch and vinegar. Make a paste using equal parts cornstarch and white vinegar, then apply directly to the stain. Let it sit for an hour before blotting it dry with a clean towel. Repeat if necessary. WD-40. Spray WD-40 directly onto the stain, let sit for 15 minutes, then use a clean cloth or sponge to scrub the area. Blot dry and repeat if needed. Ice cube. Put an ice cube onto the stain, let sit for 15 minutes, then scrape off as much as possible with a dull knife or spoon. Blot dry and repeat if necessary. Hairspray and white vinegar. Apply hairspray directly to the stain, then mix a quarter cup of white vinegar with 2 cups of warm water and scrub the area. Blot dry and repeat if needed. Baking soda, vinegar, and dish soap. Make a paste using equal parts baking soda and white vinegar, then add 1 teaspoon of liquid dish soap. Apply directly to the stain and let sit for an hour before blotting dry. Repeat if necessary. Nail polish remover. Apply nail polish remover directly to the stain and scrub with a clean cloth or sponge. Blot dry and repeat if needed until the stain is gone. Liquid laundry detergent. Mix 1 tablespoon of liquid laundry detergent with 2 cups of warm water, then apply it to the stained area using a cloth or sponge. Blot dry and repeat if needed. By understanding different types of carpet stains, as well as effective methods for removing them, you can keep your carpets and even your favorite Persian rug looking great for years to come. With the right cleaning solutions and techniques, even the toughest stains can be removed with ease. Carpet stain prevention tips. Carpet stains can be a hassle to remove, and the best way to avoid them is to practice prevention. Here are some tips for reducing the risk of staining your carpets. Vacuum regularly to remove dirt and dust from the carpet fibers. Invest in a quality doormat, as this will help reduce the amount of dirt and debris that is tracked into your home. Place mats or rugs under furniture legs to minimize wear and tear on your carpets. Immediately clean up spills when they occur, and blot the area with a paper towel to absorb as much of the liquid as possible. When using any carpet cleaning products, always test on an inconspicuous area first to ensure it won't damage your carpets. Use floor protectors or furniture covers to prevent spills and stains. Place absorbent coasters under drinks to catch any accidental drips or spills. Keep your pets clean, trimmed, and well-groomed to reduce the amount of dirt tracked in on their fur. Avoid wearing outdoor shoes indoors, as this can introduce dirt and debris into your home. Consider using stain-resistant carpets, as these are designed to repel most liquids and prevent stains from setting in. By following these tips, you can help keep your carpets looking great and reduce the risk of staining or other damage. With proper care and maintenance, your carpets can stay in top condition for years. Common mistakes to avoid when removing carpet stains. Carpet stains can be an eyesore and difficult to remove. Even with regular cleaning, some tough stains are still able to linger on your carpets. Knowing how to identify different types of carpet stains, as well as their removal methods, is the first step toward successfully removing them from your carpets. Rubbing or scrubbing the stain too hard, as this can damage the carpet fibers and make the stain worse. Using a strong chemical cleaner without testing it on an inconspicuous area first to ensure it won't discolor or damage your carpets. Not blotting up liquid spills as soon as they occur, as this can allow the liquid to seep deeper into the carpet fibers and make the stain more difficult to remove. Applying a cleaning solution directly onto the stained area without testing it on an inconspicuous area first. Not removing all of the detergent or other residue from the carpet after cleaning, as this can attract dirt and debris. Applying too much water to the stained area, as can cause the stain to spread and become more difficult to remove. Using a beater bar attachment on your vacuum when cleaning carpets, as this can damage the carpet fibers and reduce their lifespan. Using a steam cleaner on your carpets, as can cause the fibers to shrink and distort over time. Mixing cleaning solutions that are not designed to be used together, as this could lead to discoloration or other damage to your carpets. Not following the directions for each cleaning product closely, as this can lead to ineffective results. Professional carpet cleaning services in Lake Hills. Professional carpet cleaning services in Lake Hills provide a range of options for cleaning and maintaining carpets in both residential and commercial properties. These services can include steam cleaning, dry cleaning, and shampooing, each with its own unique advantages. By hiring a professional carpet cleaner in Lake Hills, you can enjoy deeper cleaning, longer-lasting results, and the peace of mind that comes with knowing the job was done correctly. To choose the right professional carpet cleaning company in Lake Hills, it is important to consider factors such as experience, reputation, and pricing. CT cleaners have advanced techniques like pet odor removal, stain protection, and high traffic area cleaning. Regular professional carpet cleaning in Lake Hills is essential to maintain the health and appearance of the carpets and prolong their lifespan. In conclusion, it is important to know how to identify and remove common carpet stains in order to keep your carpets looking like new for years to come. There are many different methods for removing stains, from DIY solutions to professional services. By understanding the types of stains, as well as the steps required for successful removal, you can ensure that your carpets stay in top condition. With the right cleaning products, techniques, and prevention methods, you can keep your carpets looking great and reduce the risk of staining.